My brothers, Ramadan has almost gone and left us, and mashallah, Ramadan has given a beautiful and nice memories to us. It has delivered us beautiful memories, and we will remember these memories for the rest of the year. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Ramadan has taught us a lot of things, explained to us a lot of things. But one special message that Ramadan has given to us, it's a very valuable message. And inshallah, I would like to focus your attention towards this subject so that we can understand this message of Ramadan that has been given to us. The most important message that Ramadan has given to us is such a message that the whole of our hereafter and the whole of the benefit in this dunya and the akhirah depends on this message of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran Hakim also, that for this reason you will attain falah, success, you will be successful in this dunya and in the akhirah, in the hereafter. And Allah Ta'ala for that reason will give us success, or the success to the individual. What was that message of Ramadan that would give us success eternal in this world and the hereafter? Ramadan explained to us the method of how to do tazkiyah of the nafs, how to purify the nafs. What is purification of the nafs? Tazki of the nafs, which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah Ta'ala said clearly that that is the successful person in the hereafter. He will be successful in the hereafter, who will go into paradise, who will be saved from hellfire, who Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with. Successful is that person, that woman, that man. They will be the successful people who in this dunya purified their nafs, their desires. Controlled and purified their nafs. This is the main message of Ramadan. How? How do we do it? How did they do it? That from the first of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, until now, Ramadan has assisted and explained. And what has it assisted us in doing? That whichever orders Allah Ta'ala gave to us, we implemented with desire, with passion. Allah Ta'ala said, go and pray Fajr Salah. We prayed Fajr Salah. 99% of people, mashallah, alhamdulillah, came to the masjid and prayed. Maybe 1% who had a genuine excuse, work, or they were ill, etc., they couldn't come. To this extent, that action Allah Ta'ala said is mamno, which is not lawful. We left it, and we left it easily. It wasn't hard for us to leave those things Allah Ta'ala prohibited. To the extent that those things that were halal for us in our life before Ramadan, with the hukum of Allah, we left those as well. Allah Ta'ala said that your wife is lawful normally, but you cannot go during Ramadan. Okay, Allah, with happiness we won't go. All day long you cannot eat. Okay, fine, Allah, we won't eat. We all sat here, the whole dunya sat there without eating, drinking. Allah Ta'ala says, drink before Ramadan, but during fast you cannot drink. We said, no problem, Allah, we won't drink. So whatever Allah Ta'ala ordered, we did. Whatever Allah Ta'ala ordered us to refrain from, leave, we left those actions. Is this not the story of our life in Ramadan? Allah Ta'ala says that you did this for a few days. That أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, that fast is for a certain number of days, and for a few days we have accepted this message of Allah. Allah says, whatever I tell you to do, you have to do, and don't do anything apart from what I tell you. We said, no problem, Allah, we will follow your orders, and we will not go towards those things that you've told us to leave. To this extent that the most sinful of person like me, who before Ramadan did nothing, even in that person in Ramadan, will come onto the right track and follow this track. Pray Salah, save himself from sins, and have no evil inclination in his heart, doesn't want to be angry with somebody, do bad to anybody. He has a feeling in his heart, in his mind. All of these things come. The person starts to save himself or herself from sins. All actions are in accordance with Allah Ta'ala's hukam. That person starts these actions. So this feeling, this emotion, this condition, this is called tazkiyatun nafs. This is purification of the nafs. That we have suppressed our nafs, We have controlled our nafs. We have left obeying the nafs. We've left obeying our desires. We have left the track of following our own desires and will. We said, okay, 30 days we'll just follow what Allah Ta'ala is saying. What difference will it make? So we thought that for 30 days we will be forgiven, and after that we can go back to our old ways and then we'll go into Jannah. No, this is not the principle of the Deen of Islam. That's why stated, Allah Ta'ala says, the ayyam ma'dudat, I've given you a few days of fasting for practice. And these ayyam ma'dudat, where Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, these few days is in comparison to what? Allah Ta'ala says, you have the rest of your life, 70 years, 60 years, 80 years, 25 years, 50 years. Allah says, in comparison to that, these 30 days are nothing. Are they? So Allah Ta'ala says, these 30 days of Ramadan is not your total complete life that you just practice in Ramadan and leave it for the rest of the year. No. Rather, in these 30 days of fasting, Allah Ta'ala says, you are given practice. You are given the drill. So that if you want to spend your life the rest of the time like this, you can. If you've purified and washed your nafs and cleansed your nafs. So Allah Ta'ala says, your life will become such that after 30 days of Ramadan, your life will ask you itself, okay, servant of Allah, now tell me, how are you feeling after Ramadan? And every man, every woman will say that I felt a positive change and improvement in my life. Yes, you see that now. We can see that now. That our condition has changed internally, and a nur, a divine light comes inside. A good feeling comes, a shanti, a peace, feeling of contentment, a love with Allah, a connection with Allah is made. In other words, the person pre-Ramadan, what was his condition and emotion? That's gone, and a new emotion and condition has come. We felt this, haven't we? Every man can reach to this situation and position. So this change, this positive change that has come within me, 30 days I've obeyed Allah's order, and whatever Allah Ta'ala told me to leave, I've left, and I've not obeyed my nafs. And I've suppressed my nafs desires. And we are seeing that result now in Ramadan. That how much enjoyment there is in our life and good feeling. So Allah Ta'ala says, what if you live the rest of your life like this? Allah knows that how many years I have, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. So let's take this life, the rest of the life away from Ramadan in the same way. And our life will pass through peacefully. And the Akhirah will pass through nicely. So this is the main message of Ramadan to us. We need to understand, my friends, that the real purpose of life and enjoyment in life comes when a person lives his life in accordance to Allah Ta'ala's desire, Allah's order. Let's not follow our desires, our nafs, worship our nafs. Whatever Allah Ta'ala orders or advises, we do that. And after 30 days, Allah Ta'ala will give us a chance. So at the moment, it's a bit strict and stern. Now we're reading 20 rak'ah tarawih after Isha, and we listen to the whole Quran, and the eyes are struggling to stay open. Then we go back to the masjid, Fajr time, we hear half a juz again, and then we listen to the words of the ulama, the scholars. And with their blessings, they give us nasiha and advices. We start listening to them. Or sometimes we listen to a recitation of Quran. And nowhere do we see that we are going backwards, we are going forwards. And this is the kamal, this is the miracle, mashallah, of watch action, that we have suppressed our desires and elevated Allah Ta'ala's orders. And this is the purpose of life. This is the reality of life, that we have to continue. So we should understand that this is the secret to success. And this reward is only attained by who? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. كتب عليكم صلاة الله says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. Allah says, I don't want you to go to Jahannam hellfire. You do sins during the rest of the year. You make Allah displeased, unhappy, and we don't listen to the orders of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We disobey them. We make them upset. And look at our life during the year. So Allah Ta'ala says, these few days of Ramadan that I've given you, just a few days, and if we compare Ramadan to the rest of our life, is nothing. All of these days have blown away like the wind. Like a gust of wind. But after a few days we've implemented and we've got sakina, peace in the heart and shanti and relaxation. So why can't we carry on like this for the rest of life? We don't know how many years we've got or months. So this is the message of Ramadan. Continuity after Ramadan. So now the man who's got akal, wisdom, intellect will say, yeah, that's true. That's true. If I can pass through Ramadan in a good way, why don't I continue in this way so that I have a feeling of goodness through the rest of my life? Because at the moment, tazkiyah, purification, the read 20 days or Allah Ta'ala says read 20 rakat, and during Ramadan we stop eating, drinking, but after Ramadan we can eat and we can drink, and salah will reduce in rakat, and faraid will be less, not be as hard for us to implement. So how easy will the rest of the year be? Look at the difference that has occurred just within a few days. Allah Ta'ala says during Ramadan it seems hard and we have to follow more orders than normal, but after Ramadan we have to just fulfill the faraid, the compulsory orders, and then recite the Quran if we can, and do good deeds as much as we can. There's no strictness that read this much salah. And Isha, for example, is 5, 10, 15 minutes. At the moment, it's an hour and a half with the Fadl of Allah, and then it will become 10 minutes. after Ramadan. So this will continue at only one point. The question arises, okay, so how do I continue? If I answer that, the way to continue after Ramadan in a good way is if we do tazkiyah of our nafs. So if we don't do tazkiyah of our nafs, then how will we practice? Because Ramadan will go. So how do I suppress my desires, control my desires? And trample on the desires. Allah Ta'ala says, I made you practice during Ramadan, and I've prepared for you ongoing, that for the rest of your life you can suppress your desires if you do amal on one of my orders. Say subhanAllah. Now comes the conclusion. Allah says, I've given you the tariqah, that if you control your nafs, then you will be able to attain success for the rest of your life. So Allah says, how do you control your nafs for the rest of your life away from Ramadan? Just like in Ramadan you control your desires and you enjoyed life for that month of Ramadan, Allah says, I'll give you a tariqah, a method. If you implement this method, then inshallah your nafs will always be weak and down, and you will fulfill the orders of Allah. Subhanallah. So Allah is Kareem and Rahim. So this is what we have to do. Let's look at the tariqah. What is that tariqah, the method that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned? What is the method that we need to grab hold of? According to the Quran and Hadith, so it's Abu Jabda, Alhamdulillah, all year long. After Ramadan, if a person does amal and practice, he prays Salah in the same way, and he saves himself from the sins in the same way, and saves himself from gossip mongering and backbiting and bad gathering from the same way, and he'll save his and utilize his time in a good way and recite Quran and do good deeds, etc. So if Allah has given us the framework and the method, we need to adopt that. So should we not do this, my friends? Very easy solution. So come, let's ask the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us what is the tariqah with regards to how to continue in a good way and suppress. There's a very great hadith which is in Fadail Amal. Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala has narrated the hadith, and he's included this hadith in his kitab, in his book, because this hadith is telling us about tazkiyah. Tazkiyah is telling us the tariqah, that how we can do tazkiyah and purify our desires so that the nafs is not followed and obeyed by us, each of us. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to the Muslimin that everything has a cleaner, and the cleaner of the heart is the remembrance of Allah. This is the tariqah, my brothers, we have to understand. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everything a cleaner in order to polish it, that thing. In order to polish that thing. Allah Ta'ala has created everything, has given everything a cleaner. Everything, every item has a cleaner which polishes the item, makes it sparkle and glow. And the polish of the heart, the cleaner of the hearts, is the dhikr Allah. So that action or item that polishes the hearts of the believers is the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr Allah. And totally Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has now given us the solution. Then the rest of your life away from Ramadan, just do one action. Take hold of the dhikr of Allah with strength, and your nafs will not come out strong. It will not. When you do dhikr, keep on doing dhikr, then you will control your desires, you will suppress your desires, and they will diminish and reduce. And that same feeling you had in Ramadan, you will stay consistent, regular. I need to follow Allah's orders, I need to obey Allah, I need to practice the deen, I need to pray salah, I need to do work of the deen, insist Islam. And then if a person gets to this position, then his condition will stay the same, ongoing. Allah Ta'ala has recommended the action to get to that point. Allah has given a hukum. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Subhanallah. The Allah Ta'ala says that I've explained to you that who are the people who have the aql. Allah Ta'ala explains, shall I tell you who are those who have aql in the whole dunya? Allah Ta'ala is telling us this. Subhanallah. The aql is with those people who have understood the purpose and the hikmah, the wisdom of this life in this world. That this life is a useful resource. We need to make it in a life. How should we live in our lives? How should we live in the world? These are the ulul albab. These are the people who have understanding. And Allah Ta'ala says that they have taken hold of the method that will give us the benefit in this world and thereafter. Allah Ta'ala says so that they can live their life according to the deen. Allah says these are the ulul albab. Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Subhanallah. So the ulul albab, the people of understanding, are who? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah says, such as remember Allah standing, sitting and reclining. Allah says, if they're standing, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. They're standing, they're busy in the dhikr of Allah. Qiyamu wa qu'udan, if they're sitting, they're busy in the dhikr of Allah. Wa ala junubim, and if they're reclining and lying down, even then they're doing the dhikr of Allah. So great praise, great definition. So how lazy we are. Oh, I commit sins, I can't pray salah, I can't do this action, or my deeds get contaminated. So carry on complaining. The punishment's attached. So why don't we do the dhikr of Allah to purify our lives, improve our lives? Allah Ta'ala has given two times to do His dhikr in a day, morning and evening, according to Allah Ta'ala's desire. And then we will say after that, ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. Allah Ta'ala says, ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. That once they've recognized Allah and the creations of the heaven and that, then they say, our Lord, Thou createst not this in vain. We thought the dunya was a game. We thought it was just a pastime. We used to follow our nafs and obey our desires. But due to the barakah of your dhikr, when you said, do dhikr all the time, standing, sitting, reclining, lying down, we've accepted this in our lives and brought this into our lives. Now we understand, ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. This world that you've made, Allah, it's got a purpose, it's got a reason. It's not just for wasting time, eat and drink and be merry and enjoy yourselves and do what you want. No, after doing dhikr, our conscience has told us that there's an objective for creating the world. Allah, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Subhanak, Subhanak, Allah, your dhikr has opened our eyes. We say, our Lord, you haven't created this in vain. Glory be to thee, Allah, Subhanak. Your dhikr has solved all of our problems, given us solutions, and we've got experience. All the problems, difficulties in life, at home, family, children, business, issues, difficulties, everything. All of the problems have a solution within what action? Subhanak, the dhikr of Allah. Great action. Great action. So what have we attained? Subhanakallah, glory be to you. It's your dhikr that has given us the solution, smooth and soft life. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Subhanaka faqina adhaban nar. Allah, we are totally hopeful based on your rahmah and mercy that due to dhikr we will be saved from the adhab of an-nar, the fire. In the hadith it is stated that when a group sits to do the dhikr of Allah, like we are sitting with the grace and mercy of Allah, then great, great feeling the heart. Time again wants to repeat this hadith. When we sit together, brothers, we sit in a majlis, we gather around together. You have come due to me, or I've come due to you, to see each other. We aren't here to show our greatness. No, everyone's the same. We're simple, humble in the court of Allah. No one's a sheikh or peer or scholar or better or less or worse than another. Everyone is one level playing field, one platform. But we should be grateful that Allah Ta'ala has gathered us not for a dirty action or impure action or a sinful action or for just for making a gathering for the sake. Allah Ta'ala has gathered us together for which reason? That come, sit down. What a great time. Ramadan is about to go. Month, a few days are left. It's Asr time. Iftar is about to go. Come, gather together and remember Allah. Hi, hi. Karam, mercy, karam of Allah. What a valuable time, moments. And we are gathered together for one maqsad, one reason. That come, let's do the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that when I see such a jama'ah, such a group of people, then my angels, they descend from the heavens and they surround that gathering. They surround. This is happening at this moment in time. And whoever doesn't have yaqeen in this belief in this is not a Muslim. Cannot be a believer. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala is so happy from His heavens that look at them. Look at them. The whole dunya they've left at this time. And no ibadah they're doing. They've left all the other actions of worship. They all gathered together and they've got together. They don't know each other. They have no link with each other. They've come. They've got love for my dhikr. How has the love of my dhikr come into their hearts? They've all gathered and they've gathered to do dhikr. And the angels suddenly descend from the heavens. That Allah is happy with this jama'ah. And they see, oh, there's a jama'ah, a group of people sitting. Then from all four sides, they gather and surround that gathering. They surround that gathering, Allah Ta'ala says, the angels. Then Allah's rahmah says, what's happening here? They're in the world, on the earth. What's going on? That we say that there's impurity and sin and fraud and deception spread all over. So what's happening? Suddenly today all the angels have descended. When Allah Ta'ala's rahmah sees and Allah's rahmah, it awakens and Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends to that gathering. And it shows that the angels, they've surrounded the gathering. Allah's rahmah, mercy, surrounds the gathering. Allah says, when I see this, that my rahmah has overwhelmed the gathering. Allah says, my special great angels, that jama'ah that has come and gathered and surrounded around that majlis dhikr. So there's no problem, no distress, no worries, and every every worry and obstacle and issue and problem is taken far away. No one can dare to come and disturb the dhakirin at that time, or any attack from the dunya to come onto the dhakirin. Nothing can. No. So the angels, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, it surrounds that gathering of dhikr. If the angels have come and they've climbed upon each other, they surround the gathering. So from above, from Allah Ta'ala's direction comes the announcement that there's no worry, that my mercy has surrounded you. What bullseye have we fired today? The arrow onto the bullfire. No, only one action we've done, which is we've remembered Allah, our Rabb. Such a great action is the dhikr of Allah. That we've remembered Allah. And we have remembered Allah, we're doing His dhikr, and all problems disappear. Allah Ta'ala suddenly comes closer to His creation. Allah says, what's the scene occurring in the world? These same people who were running around the world without a purpose, without a vision, without a framework. And then Allah sees that they are doing dhikr, His dhikr, and the angels come and they descend and they gather around that gathering and they spread their wings and surround that gathering. Allah says, then my special mercy, which is called sakina, the feeling of contentment in the heart, Allah says, allow this sakina to descend into the hearts of those people who are doing dhikr. My friends, we are getting this reward in Ramadan. Say subhanAllah. Say it three times at least, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. What a great gift Allah Ta'ala has given. Sakina is descending from the heavens. I'm telling you this is a hadith. I'm not telling you a story, an event. Before was hadith, second was verse of the Quran, third is a hadith. Go and have a look. In Fadaili Amal and other kitabs of hadith, you will see these hadith included in those kitabs. All of these hadith. And this is not a statement of wali of Allah. These are the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sakina, it surrounds the gathering. So three things. The angels descend. They go around the gathering. They surround the gathering. Allah Ta'ala says that my mercy surrounds the gathering. And third, the sakina descends into the heart of the dhakirin. Then Allah Ta'ala says, not yet. Not yet. You haven't graduated yet. You haven't achieved yet. Allah says, I'm not disturbing you. Complete your dhikr. Finish your dhikr. So do your dhikr. Let me hear you remembering me. Allah says, you're remembering me and I want to listen to you remembering me. When you're free, then the angels will be gathered around. The same angels will be called. All angels will be called and will be told to them, oh angels, bear witness today that the 27th day of Ramadan in the masjid, there's Zakaria. Every man, you noted his name, their names, however many people were sitting, and how in the dunya, oh angels, you were listening to the dhikr being done by my creation. Allah says, be witnesses, oh angels, I've forgiven these people. The dhakirin say subhanAllah three times. SubhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. That's why I keep saying all day long, Allah, forgive us, forgive us. What else do we need? We are old, and apart from the grave, we have no other destination. We don't need a house or another wife or etc. Do we need another wife? A second marriage? No, all we need now is the preparation for the grave so we can get the certificate before we pass away. What a great action is the dhikr of Allah. Another hadith I'd like to mention, then we'll do dhikr. It's a ajeeb, beautiful hadith. The Hazrat Zakariya Sahib Shaykh Al-Hadith rahmatullahi Allah Ta'ala allow his nur and light to descend on his grave. What a great kitab. What a great kitab has a Shaykh Al-Hadith has written. He has chosen select hadith. May Allah Ta'ala send his mercies onto his grave. So he included this hadith in his narration. Who is this narrating this hadith? No minor sabi. Every sabi is great. As Umar radiyallahu anhu, as Umar Farooq radiyallahu, who differentiated between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. Great title. As Umar Farooq, he differentiated honesty, truthfulness from falsehood, deception. What a great sabi. And he's narrating this hadith. He's the narrator. Listen to this hadith carefully. What a great hadith. And after listening to this hadith, today we should celebrate Eid. Today is such a great hadith, my friends. So what's the hadith? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, I heard from the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I heard these words. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu saying, what did you hear, Umar radiallahu anhu? And he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that that person who within Ramadan has done the ziyarah, the dhikr of Allah, mentioned the name of Allah, remembered Allah, then he is forgiven. That person is forgiven. SubhanAllah. So this effort we make, we come in the morning, we do dhikr, the gathering is formed, we sit in the gathering. My friends, this is our good fortune. We are lucky. This is the fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah, the mercy of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah. He's allowed us to come and benefit. So this is the end point. Allah Ta'ala says in Ramadan, whoever does the dhikr of Allah, and don't just speak about the dhakirin, they are forgiven. Allah Ta'ala says, forgiven upon forgiven. Talk about somebody else, Allah says. Speak to me about somebody else. Let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us the whole life opportunity so we can spend our lives with dhikr, my friends. If we take the assistance of dhikr of Allah, then alhamdulillah, we'll get our life just like the month of Ramadan. If we then obey Allah, may Allah give us all the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.